Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to today's Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Well, just around the corner is candidate filing season, and we have a fiscal legislative session on the horizon. I sat down with Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett to talk about his latest article for us, analyzing Arkansas politics in 2018. John has written an article in our latest magazine, the State of the State Report. It's our annual magazine where we really look at some things going forward in 2018 or whatever the new year is in business and politics. And I'm going to quiz you over what all you've written for
us. That's not fair. I wrote it so long ago.
It's a prediction.
Cut loose.
They should be good. So one of the things you said we should keep in mind for Arkansas politics in 2018, Governor Asa Hutchinson versus his right flank, Jan Morgan, conduit for action, some of the folks that don't feel he's been conservative enough.
Right. My prediction on that?
Yes.
I think it's more noise than substance, but it's a lot of noise. I think the gun goddess is kind of fun to watch, and conduit, do you follow them online and their mailings? They're noisy. They keep up a steady drumbeat that Asa is just a conventional, moderate, democratic sort of governor and has abandoned the rightward revolution which took over the state. I think Asa will handle Miss Morgan with a comfortable margin. And in the end, it won't. It will have been a matter of some entertainment and noise, but not substantial.
Another prediction that you said, or I guess another observation, you want us to keep our eye on Republicans and Trump versus the rise of women in politics.
It's a big thing,
which can be Republican women as well. But this is more of a Democratic or a progressive movement.
Right, but the story makes that point. I mean, I cover that nuance in that article. Nationally, the midterm elections are largely about the resistance to Trump and whether that will propel a major Democratic gains. And that is this indivisible group, which is out there and active. And it's also a mobilizing of women voters because of all this Me Too outrage. I questioned or I delved into whether that matters in Arkansas. I talked with Janine Perry of the Arkansas Poll, and she was very instructive about that. Basically, it will matter if it sustains for the year, if the news and the intensity of that issue sustains, to the point that what she calls and what pollsters call seldom voters turn out. By seldom voters, that would be minority women, young women who don't normally vote. She says women in Arkansas, particularly the prevailing women, white married women, vote about as Republican as their husbands, went Republican in 2010 with their husbands. So that we have to, for it to have an effect in Arkansas, it would have to really sustain and mobilize some younger unmarried women, minority women, and get them to vote. And it remains to be seen if that is so, if it happens.
Maybe the women went Republican in 2010 and the men followed.
They went together is what I meant to say. And if I suggested they were simply following their husbands, that was a serious faux pas for which I apologize.
No problem.
Because that's not what I meant.
I understand. So you also bring to light the observation of this rising new Democratic generation.
Right.
Candidates who tend to be younger, progressive in thought, they are running for office this year. They are getting politically active versus the old guard Democratic Party.
Right. There's something happening in the Democratic Party. It's not going to manifest itself in significant gains at the polling place, but they are cutting the strings to Clinton. I mean, the Clintons have gone from defining Arkansas politics for a generation to being utterly toxic and a drain on the state Democratic Party. The state Democratic Party needs to move to new and younger candidates and new messages. Michael John Gray, the young farmer and state Democratic chairman, is a pretty bright guy, and he's from rural Arkansas, and he understands that you got to have new young candidates like Jared Henderson, who's out of the education reform movement, like the young man, is it
Jonathan
Crossley? Thanks for the name. You could see I was having trouble with
him. Shamel down in the 4th district.
Younger people whose theme seems to come from service, almost like an old Peace Corps service, but lately it's our brightest young people have gone into school reform, trying to reform education, the Teach for America program, which two of these people come from. And they're very bright, and they'll present energetic candidacies. Nobody's predicting that Jared Henderson will be elected governor, but he is leading and defining a new kind of Democratic Party. Meantime, Gray wants to do a statement from the Democratic Party, sort of like Newt Gingrich's Contract for America,
right,
which defines how Arkansas Democrats can appeal to white, rural, conservative people with better roads, not just an election on better roads, which the ASA was willing to go along with, a program. This is how we're going to give you better roads for your kids to drive on, early childhood education for your children. We're for Medicaid, it will say, Medicaid expansion, not to shrink it, but make it vibrant because it supports your rural hospitals so you can go on that better road to a hospital if you have a medical emergency in rural Arkansas. And I think all of that is smart, and I think it's one thing to see.
That's right. That's John Brummett, columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can catch more of our interview, plus his article on politics in 2018 on our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.